Many Florida growers with HLB-infected groves have wondered whether to use what's often called the traditional control method of removing infected trees or adopt a nutrition program to prolong tree life. At a recent economics conference, Mike Irey, Chief of Plant Sciences Technical Operations at U.S. Sugar Corporation, addressed the question, when should a grower with HLB stop removing trees?
It's actually a more complicated answer than most people probably expect. It depends on a lot of factors. So there are some situations where maybe the nutritional treatment might make sense. But in most cases, I think the traditional treatment probably is if you take a long-term view, is probably the right way to go.
Southern Gardens has been with this program right from the start of getting rid of inoculum, getting rid of infected trees, correct? And how has that worked for you?
We've got a little bit of a mixed bag because we were being sold to the state, so we've done some things that we would have maybe done differently if we weren't being sold to the state. Now that that's all straightened out, we can kind of go back to normal. I did just come back from Brazil this week, and it's pretty clear to me that the traditional program works very well, if applied, you know, vigorously, and we're seeing the same thing in a couple of our groves, in two of the three groves.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.